like show business, like no business I know.
Hi, my name's Marcia Bingham, and I have been interested in acting ever since my childhood.
Hi, my name's Allison Baldred. Yeah, I just love acting a lot. It's my dream job, actually.
No way could you get that happy feeling when you
5 years ago, a client at Partnership Resources Incorporated, a day program serving individuals with disabilities, said that her dream was to be an actress. Partnership Resources made her dream come true by starting an acting program. Since then, PRI Theater has performed such plays as Willy Wonka, High School Musical, Wizard of Oz, and Hairspray.
I'm Alex.
Yeah.
I love Courtney Collins because it's one of my favorites because I was...
From Hairspray.
It was a lot of fun, and I thought, you know, that I was able to kind of try the best I could to do what I can, you know, because of my disabilities, because I can't, you know, hardly see very well, but I'm able to, like, to feel things that I'm, like, you know, able to do.
My name is Leah. I started here in 07.
Jeremy Phoebe. And I did a few plays. I started doing the first play in Hairspray.
Hi, my name is Camille White. I was a kid, I love to sing.
I'm Zachary Schwartz. I was Scarecrow in Oz. I'm a screen legend on stage.
You're a screen legend.
Oh, a screen legend.
Yes, you are.
That is true.
Along with being in theater productions, the PRI actors have added movie stars to their resume. Born for the Stage is a documentary following these actors as they work to bring their production of Hairspray to life. Born for the Stage is an award-winning documentary that has been entered into film festivals nationwide and regularly airs on public television. The original producer and director of Hairspray, John Waters, said of the film Born for the Stage, "I've seen Hairspray done hundreds of times, but no group has captured its meaning like you have."
As we're doing plays, and I all need you to say this with me, we learn to cooperate.
Yeah, exactly. We always do. The reason it's always nice to have plays is because it's always a lot of fun, and I think it's showing a lot of, you know, showing love, you know, to a lot of people.
What kid at heart don't like to play pretend?
True.
And dress up.
With costumes, I mean. It's
That's
like,
exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah, you know, yeah, and I know some of us, we get hot, you know, in some, like,
wigs.
I mean, wigs especially.
Yeah.
It's like the one that what I wore, I was like, oh my gosh.
Sweaty bucket.
It was hot, I couldn't, you know, I wasn't comfortable, but I was able to wear it anyway because
it's a cost of being beautiful.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's fun.
I've learned I was doing all the plays, not to be so shy, because I'm usually when I meet people at first, I'm really shy at first. The majority of my life, I've been like kind of hiding and pretending I'm invisible. No one can see me.
Right.
But when I do plays, I'm outgoing. It brings out the best of me.
Our family raised us to be on stage.
Right.
Because that's part of the stage, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Because together, we hold each other accountable.
Exactly.
As one team.
We're a good team. We're a big family.
We're
working together.
Never say you can.
Right.
Yes, we can.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Obama.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I can't is not in my dictionary.
No.
It'll never be in mine.
And quitting is no longer
in
there either.
Right.
It'll never be in mine.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened.
To see the team of PRI actors perform, check your local public television listings for their documentary Born for the Stage. Or for a live theater experience and more information on Partnership Resources, visit partnershipresources.org. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSalle.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.